Sally Hemings, 1773 to 1835. Now, for over 200 years, we've had an argument that has swirled around Thomas Jefferson having a slave mistress and children by her. Now, the story was widely publicized during his presidential campaigns. Adams's supporters spared no form of gossip against Jefferson. But his descendants did a really good job of stopping most of the stories as time went by. But the fact is that the reference to Dusky Sally is Sally Hemings, and she really was his mistress. She was officially part of Thomas Jefferson's property. She was the daughter of Betty Hemings, who was owned by John Wales, or Wales, which is Thomas Jefferson's father-in-law. And Sally was born the year that Jefferson married Martha Whaley. When John Whaley died, Sally and her mother went to Monticello as part of Martha's share of her father's estate. Unfortunately, Martha Jefferson Whaley, or Martha Whaley Jefferson, died in 1782. At the time, Sally Hemings was 9. During Martha's sickness, it was Sally who was the one who ran errands for her from her bed and back and forth. In 1784, Congress named Jefferson to be a minister to negotiate with Britain. At the time, Jefferson had 3 children. His oldest daughter was Martha, who was 12, Polly, who was 9, and then baby Lucy. And when Jefferson went to Paris, he took Martha, his oldest daughter, and then Sally Hemings' brother. But after the death of Lucy, he decided he didn't want Polly to be there all by herself, so he sent for Polly to come to France, and instructions were that one of the older reliable slaves would then be sent with her to keep an eye on her. Can you imagine this? You know, today we worry about a 9-year-old being put on a plane traveling across the country. Can you imagine putting a 9-year-old on a sailing ship in the 1700s? And even if she's has a Negro escort, this has all sorts of terrible possibilities. I mean, this, obviously they're probably going to be coming on an American warship more than likely, or some special ship where they have some recognition. But still, it's quite a bit to do, and it's a lot. It shows trust in the people that Jefferson had as slaves. The slave chosen to take Polly fell ill. So instead of an older male slave, 14-year-old Sally is the guide, if you will, or guardian of the 9-year-old Polly. Of course, they had grown up together, but this is a big jump in responsibility. And they made the trip to Paris successfully. And by now, Jefferson has become a diplomat replacing Ben Franklin as our minister to France. In Paris, Jefferson had all sorts of new clothes made for Sally. She also had, there was a tutor procured. Now, the tutor was originally procured to give lessons to Sally's brother, James. But Sally was allowed to sit in and learn as well. When Jefferson left for trips to Holland and Germany, a French couple was then hired to kind of watch over everyone. But Jefferson had begun to have an affair with Sally during this time, and in 1789, at the age of 16, Sally became pregnant. And the French Revolution is looming, and Jefferson decides it's time to come home. And at this point, Sally and James do not want to go home. They are free in Paris, in France, at this time. They had abolished slavery. James said that he could make a living as a chef and provide for everybody, but Jefferson cajoled them and convinced them that they needed to come back. And what Jefferson did was he promised that Sally's children would become free at the age of 21. On December the 23rd, 1789, Sally gave birth to their first child, which his name is Tom, and she had four more children. Beverly, Harriet, Madison, and Eston, born in 1798, 1801, 1805, and 1808. Harriet was born as Jefferson was being sworn in as president. Now, there were these stories. As a matter of fact, it's a Virginia reporter who really breaks the whole story. His name is James Callender. And his story talked about how Sally was his black concubine and during his first term as president. This periodically comes up as a question to Jefferson, and he really does nothing with it. He doesn't deny it, and he doesn't confirm it. He just goes on about his business. Now, the one advantage to the early years of being a president is, you know, press coverage is few, little and far between, and people basically judge the president by what happens and as far as the country is concerned and everything else. Today, in a microcosm, I don't think you could go anywhere with this kind of if any president had a Martian mistress and whatever else, although you can have, a lot of presidents have messed around. It's just harder to do in the modern era. There's too many video cameras around. Now, Madison Hemming, in his later years, gave an interview to the Pike County Republican, which is a newspaper. And it stated that the Hemming family was the only family of all the slaves that were freed. Well, you know, so this continues on. So it goes back and forth, In 1826, when Jefferson died at the age of 83, Sally, who was 53, was with him as he died. Of course, her actual position in the estate was keeper of the master's chamber, which she did a pretty good job. When Jefferson died, the only slave family not sold at the estate auction was, of course, the Hemmings. Now, Sally was freed and lived with her children until she died in 1835 at the age of 62. And for years, this has gone back and forth and back and forth. And needless to say, there really isn't a joint family reunion between the Hemming side of the family and the other members of the Jefferson family. There have been a couple of mini-series done on this. It is relatively controversial. I would imagine under other circumstances he probably would have married her, but that just wasn't done at this particular time. So it is really unique, but the story really is true. Now, as far as sources for this, there are several relatively new books out. Sally Hemings by Chase Ribaud, and Thomas Jefferson and Sally Hemings, An American Controversy by Gordon Reed. That's Gordon Dash Reed. And, of course, I also got some of my information from, you know, my favorite gossip book, The Encyclopedia of Mistresses by Sova. So I hope you enjoyed that. And, again, as I always say, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com, historyaccordingtobob.com, and leave a comment, ask a question, and thank you very much.